Cause spoon guru live on your radio. So turn it up, turn it up, turn it up now.
Welcome to the Gospel Guru Podcast. Today I'm speaking with Lecrae and the 1K Few. I'm super excited. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. Today we're discussing No Church in a WoW. You guys have joined forces for this massive project. How did this collaboration come about?
Yeah, I think I remember we was talking about it, and I think I was like, yeah, let's run with it. You know what I'm saying? For me, you know, I have wanted to do, just do a bunch of songs and work on some projects. And then I was working on Church Post 4. And then and then what ended up happening was just kind of like, you know, we got in the studio and cooked up a couple things. And it was like, oh, yeah, we need to go ahead and knock this out. You know what I mean? Like,
awesome.
Yeah, he had already been cooking. And he had wrapped up his album for the most part. And I was like, you going crazy.
Yeah, and Gray ain't even snapped the idea of the tape for real. Like, he did, like, you know what I'm saying? My manager Fletcher came to me and was like, bro, Gray was like, he thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, his schedule might let him do it. So,
wow.
We ain't even had a green light all the way. So I was like, bro, I'm just about it. Because I know how Gray is. Like, he thinking. So I was like, bro, we got to try to do like 1,000 songs tonight. Type thing. You know what I'm saying? So, and just to present him the idea, though, you feel what I'm saying? But, you know, we got a couple of solid songs, and once he heard the final, like, product and stuff, he was like, oh, yeah, this.
Wow. Okay, so 1K, you have to let me know, man. What was it like to have someone like Lecrae want to jump on a project with you? That's huge, man.
Mind blowing. To be honest, I really wasn't even letting it get to me until Friday, December 3rd.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, man, it's huge type thing. And even at the beginning, like, just me looking at, you know, doing a project with Russ, like, it was huge for me. But now, like, going through the process and really reading comments and seeing how, you know, people are receiving it, it's like, dang, like, it's really for the culture at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It's really to, you know, shed light and, like, bring people, like, you know what I'm saying? The church will really think it's not for them. Because a lot of my partners feel like they ain't been in church in so long that they can't go back. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like this project right here will resonate to a lot of people that's not in church, and people that's in church too. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the same time, I grew up in church. You feel what I'm saying? I still got that root inside of me. And Craig got a word inside of him. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, when they hear this project, it's going to be a no-brainer. It's going to be, like, for the culture. Like, for real, it's really a worldwide thing. Like,
I love it. And the title of the project, No Church in a WoW, is such a conversation piece, you know, because of the pandemic. A lot of us haven't physically been to church in a while. Some of us were already not going to church. So it's such a conversation starter. And so I love that you guys titled it No Church in a WoW. You know, and whose idea was that to, you know, get that going?
It was collective. We went through a whole bunch of ideas, a whole bunch of concepts, and then it was collective, you know. But what's crazy is that it's really like how we was really feeling in terms of, like, conversation. Like, part of the project for me was, I don't want to put my stamp on anybody who was not committed to being a lifelong learner. You know what I mean? Wow. Somebody who's like, man, look, I'm really serious about my faith. And so that's what he began to show, is that that's where he's at in life. And he just turned a crazy corner. Like, it's hard to describe, but, you know, it's like he grew up. Like, I don't know if it was kids. I don't know what it was. Wow. But it's like he just turned into this corner where he's like, hey, nah, we're not playing no games out here. Like,
wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And so the project speaks to that, like him really asking some hard questions and wrestling with stuff, me asking some hard questions and wrestling with some stuff. And so it really just speaks to that like you said, where we are as a society, where we are as a culture.
Exactly. And Few, you know, what does that feel like? You hear LaCroix say, you know, he's basically put his stamp on you. You know, he doesn't, you know, do that for everyone. Yeah. You know, that's heavy.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad. I gotta start looking presentable when I go to the grocery store now. I'm not just anybody no more. So.
You got more eyes on you now. And yeah. I love what you said there, LaCroix. How you feel like 1K has, you know, grown up and taken a turn, because, you know, 1K, you have, you know, made some different moves as far as you got married, started your own family. What you say that has contributed to?
Definitely, 110%. Because it's like, if I ain't really had no real responsibility for real.
Wow.
It's like when you put others before yourself, you ain't got no choice but to change. You know what I'm saying? And it's just less stress when you change for the better. So
that's a bar.
So
that's a bar.
So I mean, it's a blessing all around.
Wow, I love it. And I know you guys partnered with Zaytoven for this project. Now, was he the main producer for the entire project or just select songs?
Nah, actually, Zay's just a supporter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he just on the outside looking in like a supporter. You know what I'm saying? I went in hard with Zay on Let the Trap Say Man. Right. And I wanted to make sure there was a distinction so people wasn't thinking this was part two. Yeah. So, you know, Zay is family. He always, you know what I'm saying, he stamped 1K, you know what I'm saying? He linked with me. Shoot, I'm sitting here looking at me and Zay's double word right here.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Zay. So he family, you know what I'm saying? But this was something that we felt like we needed to do for ourselves, you know, even as far as features was concerned, like we had a lot on our chest, we had a lot to say, specifically like Few, you know what I'm saying? It was really just a moment for folks to really understand who he was and hear his heart as well.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what, I gotta ask, we're still in the pandemic, but we're seeing people touring and stuff. So hopefully we're gonna see you guys on the road for No Church in a While.
Oh, you're gonna see us on the road regardless, because that Unashamed tour is coming through. You know, U22, it's about to happen. So you know what I'm saying? It's gonna you make sure you come out, because during my set, it's gonna be a No Church in a While situation built in. You know what I mean?
I love it. I wanna know too, you know, from both of you guys. We just saw a major shift in the way artists have to move, you know, thanks to the pandemic. Everybody had to adapt to the digital space. You know, everybody's forced to use things like Zoom. We saw talk shows and stuff switching up their format. So was that a challenge for you both as artists to kind of adapt to, the new wave of the way we kind of have to move post-pandemic or, you know, even during the pandemic?
You know, he don't get up anyway. Uh-oh. He sleeps at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if he felt any different. And he slept through the pandemic.
Ain't no, you sleep through an earthquake.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be in the studio until 4 o'clock in the morning and then just sleep through the pandemic. You know, like, you don't know what's going on in the real world. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? The world's different. It's changed out here.
It's called a pandemic. I've been
in quarantine
all
my life. Hilarious. You know, for me, I enjoyed it because I got to cover more ground. You know, I usually have to go do a press run and go to New York, LA,
right?
Zip Zam. Now I just, you know, I'm with the kids. I get more time with my family, so I don't want to trip.
Yeah. For the pandemic, for me, it kind of woke me up more to my purpose some more.
Wow.
I just feel like I just learned how to be more comfortable in what I'm really supposed to be doing, like. And just embracing where I'm coming from, like as far as like my church background.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with No Church in a While, it's like I wasn't in church for a minute, just from, you know, different situations from church hurting. Just all type of stuff, you feel what I'm saying, for my own personal reasons. But at the end of the day, man, it's like you need that community. Like I said, me, Craig, like we have we have Bible study with every Thursday. Now it used to be Tuesday. Every Thursday, man, like we really sit down and really dig in and really, you know what I'm saying, trying to feed each other. And I get fed every time. You feel what I'm saying? So that it really, like, the pandemic really showed me, like, to really embrace who you are and really be who you are through God. You feel what I'm saying? That's why I really basically started saying gospel rap is back. Because, you know, I wanted to be more confident in where I came from. You know what I'm saying? And why I'm doing it. And just have swag and have fun while I'm doing it too. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what the pandemic did for me. It really brought me closer to God some more.
Nice. And speaking of the swag, you know, I gotta say kudos to the creative. We've seen the music video, we've seen the pictures, the packaging. You know, the swag is, you know, on 1,000. Was that intentional? You know, the way the photos are shot, just, you know, from the creator's perspective, you know, can just speak to that, please.
Man, shout out to the team, man. Shout out to Reach Records, boy, and shout out Cleo, Flex, everybody, man. It was a team effort. You know, we sat and we had a we get in, we really dig in. You know, this ain't Holy Smoke Records over here. You know what I'm saying? We just throwing stuff on the wall to see the sticks. You know, it's a lot of intentionality. And so we really put some time, effort, and some thought process into it, and just wanted to have, you know, to stand out and make sure people was paying attention. You know, and then like you were saying, it's like, man, we don't have to be boring. We don't have to be lame. We don't have to be like, just because you love the Lord and you, to me, we serve the greatest creator of all time. So why would you not be creative? Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's really how I felt like.
Yeah. And I love that because for me, you see the packaging, the presentation before you ever listen to the art. You know, you see the cover and, you know, seeing you guys' cover, seeing the music video and stuff, it makes you want to listen to the project. And it builds that anticipation. So kudos to everyone that was involved on that.
I'm telling you, art, the packaging don't compare to what's inside. I'm not even trying to, like, cap.
This ain't Doritos. The chips don't start at the bottom of your bag. I'm telling you.
Yeah, for real, man. Like, we really, I don't know what the Lord touched, because it's a lot of heat. Wow. It was a debate on what song should come out first. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it's just a lot of good music.
Wow. I love it. I love it. And Cray, while I have you here, I gotta mention Protect the Bag, the financial literacy. Man, I felt like that was such an amazing move on your part to promote financial literacy amongst our culture, amongst our generation, the generation to come, because so many people don't know about the 50-30-20 rule. I didn't know about it until last year. And so it was so cool to see you talk about that. What inspired you to do that?
Honestly, you know, as I've been getting more financially literate over the years, it really, what broke my heart is, man, probably 10 years in the game. I'm like over 15 years in the game, probably 10 years in the game. I was looking around like, man, I've been jumping around on these stages. I've been running around from city to city. What do I have to show for it? Wow. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we're a lot like athletes, like we'll get money and we'll spend it so quick. We're not thinking about saving. We're not thinking about, like, you only get a window. You're probably not going to do this for 30 years, you know, and then retire. So if you don't create a plan, you know, then you plan to fail. So I started getting more concerned with that. I set up a class for all the artists to get some financial literacy and saw, like, eyeballs open up, and it was like, yo, we gotta like really like tap into this a little bit more. And so we just getting started. You know what I'm saying? Wow. We just getting started. So
wow. And that's amazing, because people that don't have a traditional 9-to-5, you shed light on things that you have to think about as far as retirement. Making smart moves with your money. And I love that you also, you know, we didn't just hear from you, but you also brought in athletes, you brought in Coco Jones to share some real life experiences that they've gone through to really shed more light on why financial literacy is so important. And then you took it to the street to really show where people's mindsets are as it relates to, if you get $1 million today, what would you do with it?
Boy,
and it was eye-opening.
Some wild answers out there in the streets, boy.
It was. And wild, you know, it made me want to, you know, think about, you know, I could be saving more. And for sure. So I gotta, you know, just kudos to you for being an advocate for financial literacy, for sure. And I love that you, you know, you also sharing the knowledge with your artists. That's really big.
I can lead the horses to water, but you know, I can't make the drink, man.
You gotta drink water.
Yeah.
Wow. For sure. And I also have to just say kudos to you both, because, you know, Lecrae, you're a Grammy Award winner. You sold millions of albums. But every time I come across you, you're always the same person, always so genuinely nice. And in this business, that's sometimes a rarity. So I want to hear from both of you. You know, what keeps you grounded?
just being around people that's going to humble me every day. Just being around people that knows Isaac, not 1K few. You feel what I'm saying? And to being around Craig, you feel what I'm saying? Just people to, who's where you're trying to get to, you feel what I'm saying? And not only where you're trying to get to, willing to pour into you, you feel what I'm saying? And like help you become a better person. And, you know, just being well around it, man. Like, I grew up in a solid household. I just grew up around solid people. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm just, each and every day, I'm just trying to learn how to be a better me. Like,
Wow. Yeah, I think for me, man, you know what I mean? It's just a life, you know what I'm saying? It's really like trying to stay in a place where, you feel me, you just, you understand, you know what I'm saying, like that. If I'm out here doing what I'm doing, you know, and I'm not walking around arrogant, how you gonna be walking around here? You know what I'm saying? If I got multiple Grammys and New York Times bestseller and all this type of stuff, and I'm not walking around here on some, I'm better than everybody else, I got it going on, like, then what you talking about? What you doing? You know what I'm saying? So that's part of the example. But then the reality of it is like, man, you just realize, you know, my homie Adam was shooting us some messages on Ecclesiastes, and it's like, man, you're really just chasing the wind. You're feeding on wind. Like this don't really, you can never be big enough for the world to really, like, for it to last forever. You know what I'm saying? Like if you think about it, who was the biggest artist in the world in 1935? We don't know. We don't care. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of car did Deion Sanders drive when he was in the league? We don't know. We don't care. It don't even matter now. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to do the stuff that matters. You know, so when they talk about you when you go, they talk about the legacy you left and not just the you know, you pulled up in the, ain't nothing wrong with having things, it's cool, but that ain't what it's all about. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So
I love it. And you know what? Also, I want to know from you both, if you were not doing what you're doing right now, if you weren't recording artists, what would Lecrae be doing? What would 1K Few be doing if you were not a recording artist?
Do I love Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I was like, it's different if I don't love the Lord. I mean, I tell you, we're gonna have
Jesus different conversation.
Okay, still Jesus in the center. You know, man, I think if I wasn't making music, I would still be in the industry some kind of way, because the entertainment industry is like, I would be in this mix. You know, the Master P's, the Dr. Dre's, the Diddy's, the Russell Simmons, them is the folks that I looked up to as a kid. So I just always imagined that I was going to be in this mix some kind of way. You know what I mean? Like, I would be an entrepreneur some kind of way in the music business. I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'll be doing something in entertainment. You know what I mean? I don't know what it would be, but it'd be something, you know?
For sure. What about you, Phil?
You know, since I'm still a child of God and stuff, like, if I weren't rapping, I'd probably be like a male praise dancer. and just go to different local strip clubs and save all the strippers. That's where my heart is at. Like,
was not expecting that one.
You know, he used to strip before he got saved. You know what I'm saying? They call him Birdman.
So I'm gonna say y'all will be comedians. So y'all, Hilarious.
Coming to the stage, Birdman. Man.
Y'all dudes are funny. But No Church in a Wild is available for pre-order right now. It's dropping in a few days. One Call. Can we talk about that track? I know that's a special track that you guys are highlighting. What was the inspiration for that one?
Hey, I'm going to say this, and this is going to be it. One Call is the song that made Craig do this tape.
Facts. Really? Facts.
Wow.
Listen to that. I said, ooh, this is what we're doing. He already had the concept, the hook. And when I heard it, I was like it was so crazy. I didn't see, that's the thing about him. It's kind of like when you go to the gym with somebody and they be working out with you, but then you know they get with a trainer and they like, you like, yo, man, like I didn't know you could do that. Oh, you been slacking. You know what I'm saying? So I said, oh, you been slacking. If you capable of this, why are you giving us these throwaway songs? And wow. So I said, nah, bro. One Call is that, it's just that song where it's kind of like, it's real life, it's real story, but it's quality music. And I mean, honestly, a lot of it is like the brainchild of 1K. Like he kind of got his Pharrell on. Wow. And kind of put that piece together. And I just came in and slid on his vision. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow. Amazing. Crazy. Amazing. So are we getting more visuals?
Oh yeah, the video is gonna drop. You know what I'm saying? The One Call video, stay tuned for that. You know, like I said, man, you know, Friday, man, December 3rd, it's gonna hit you like, pop. It's all coming. Wow. I wanna see the comments, cause I know. And I'm excited for the church to get their hands on it too, cause it's gonna bless the body. You know what I'm
sure.
saying?
Yeah. For sure. Wow. And you know, what's so special about this, you know, to me, of course, it's a conversation starter. And then I read that you were working on Church Clothes 4, but you like, people, you know, hadn't really even been to church. So, you know, I got to make a stop before I get to Church Clothes 4.
You got to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? You got to talk about it. Like, real rap, like, what is it, 10 artists on Reach Records? Out of the 10 of us, I think only one had been to church in a minute. You know what I'm saying? For different reasons, maybe a pandemic, maybe in church hurt, maybe in looking for a new church, like all, but out of 10 artists, only one, you know, and so I thought that was like, wow, like this is not just an issue with one person, this is an issue.
Yeah. So I feel like that's something everyone can relate to, you know, because the pandemic, like we said earlier, it shifted everybody. Forced, you know, a lot of churches had to go virtual you know, or they were not ready or equipped to go virtual. It really just forced everyone into this, you know, new space. So I feel like it's the perfect time for a project like this. Such an amazing conversation piece. And also what you were just saying, how you had the conversation with your artist, that to me speaks to the type of president you are at Reach Records. You know, you're making sure they're financially literate, and also you care about their soul.
Yeah, you're not getting that in no other record label.
We ain't getting that at Holy Smoke.
Secular or Christian.
Hey, group chat lit. Group chat be crazy, boy. It'd be some wild combos in the group chat, but it'd be real combos too.
For sure. And that's a lot of times necessary. Very much necessary. All right, we're wrapping up. I'm you know, having a great time speaking with you and Lecrae. Well, I want to know what's going on with you guys individually, you know, post No Church in a While. What's coming up the pipeline? I know you said Unashamed, Cray.
Oh, yeah, what you got? Oh, Unashamed 2 on the way. My debut album on the way, Yes I Am.
Listen, that album crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Like he went to a different place.
For sure.
So I think I'm glad it's actually coming out after No Church in a While, because more people are gonna be paying attention to him, and he's not gonna disappoint them at all.
Exactly.
He's gonna just about to be out of control. So
wow. Yeah, what about you, Craig? I know you mentioned Unashamed. I know we got Church Clothes 4 coming, right?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I got a book I'm working on right now. I got Church Clothes 4, which you know, we already working on it, you know what I'm saying? I say it's about 50% done, so I gotta get the other 50 knocked out. And then we're gonna hit the road. You know, we'll be on the road in 2022, you know, unashamed. U22, baby. We coming.
Well, yeah. Corey, I gotta say shout out to your business acumen. You know, outside of the music, you know, I'm a fan of your moves, you know, business-wise, just seeing how you navigate, you know, yourself as an artist, as an entrepreneur. It's inspiring, man. You know, hey, where you get the inspiration from to, you know, with how you move as far as the business?
Public school system, baby. Shout out to the public school system. Hey, man, look, if you know what's funny is it's in a lot of us. We just don't tap into it. You know what I mean? We don't have the opportunity to tap into it. It's in us. But, you know, they tell us to take these traditional routes. I never make my kids. And I'm not telling you not to send your kids to college. You do what you do. But I would never force my kids to go to college if they have an entrepreneurial mindset. I'd rather spend that money on them starting a business and letting the business thrive. Because at the end of the day, you know, you learn more by being responsible for your own, you know, world, ecosystem. He an entrepreneur, you know. Every artist on the label is an entrepreneur because they have their own business, you know. Mm-hmm. They have to learn how to run it and make it function and make it do what it does. So, you know, I love it.
Amazing. Kudos. Major kudos. All right. You know, we're really wrapping up this time. But before we go, I just want to know, what do you hope listeners walk away with after they listen to No Church in a While? What's the takeaway?
I hope listeners walk away with they can be themselves through Christ and lead others too. You know what I'm saying? And just for everybody who's in church and who ain't been to church in a minute, just to just keep that faith, that real faith in God and not others. I feel like when you trust man, if you trust man through religion, you allow that to you know, rub that with your relationship with God.
Preach, man. Come on. So, come on now. Come on, preach.
So, all right, Elder Pugh.
offerings to Cash App 1KPH.
What about you, Craig? What's the takeaway?
Yeah, I just hope, I mean, you know, I hope whatever people need, they get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, are we trying to bring peace? You know, bring shalom. And whatever you're wrestling with, I hope that this tape helps you in some kind of way. You know, whatever that looks like. We talk about it all, so ain't no stone uncovered. You know what I mean? Like,
boy, this is one song in there called No Church in a While.
Woo!
Title track,
crazy.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah, I hope you get what you need. You know what I mean? We don't do it for us, we do it for y'all. So.
Exactly. And I'm sold. I can't wait to hear it. You know, you guys have sold me on it. I'm ready to hear One Call, the title track. You know, I'm ready for the experience. It sounds like an experience.
Oh, yes.
So I'm ready for it.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Get ready.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to chop it up with the Gospel Guru, No Church in a While. You want to download and stream that ASAP. We signing off. Thanks, Craig. Thanks, Pugh.
Blessings.
All right.
Gospel Guru, live on your radio. So turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.